Welcome to the Marketing Club Podcast. I am your host, Bruce Irving, here with you. I'm back for another episode of the Marketing Club Podcast. Today, I'm talking about a simple social media content schedule that you can do if you're running a business, a restaurant, you're a real estate agent, a local business, whatever it is. This is the content schedule you should be doing. And this is what we do for our clients, for myself, for all the businesses that we have. This is what we are focused on at the moment. If you're listening to this podcast a year after it comes out, this has probably changed. But if you're listening to this within the first few months of it being published, this is the style of content when it comes to distribution. This is what we're doing. It's simple. It's easy to do, and any business can do it. You don't have to be on every platform. What you need to do is dominate a couple and be the go-to person or business for that platform. And today, I explain to you how to do that. Before we get into the podcast, if you need some help from me, head over to thebruceirving.com. You can find our groups, our courses. You can work with me one-on-one if you'd like. If you need some help, I can help you with your social media, your marketing, whatever it is. Go to thebruceirving.com. We'll also put the show notes for this episode of the podcast. All right, let's get into it. All right, this is going to be a super simple social media weekly content strategy for restaurants, pizzerias, small businesses, whatever you are. This is the strategy that we use on a weekly basis in 2022. Now, if you're watching this in the future, this may have changed. But for now, everybody's looking for a strategy or a posting schedule, or they're looking for content ideas, which you can find at the link below in the description. We have a PDF that we created. It's free, 65 content ideas for you to do once you watch this video and come up with this schedule. But here it is. Here's the schedule that you need to do if you are a local business, a pizzeria, or a restaurant. And this is all that you need to do. So get a pen and a piece of paper and write this down. Let's start with TikTok. Now, it is not just an app for dancing anymore. Okay? Get that out of your head. TikTok is a platform where people go and search for content to entertain themselves, to smile, to learn. That's where people go. And the TikTok algorithm, whatever you think about TikTok, is phenomenal. It serves people content that they like and want to consume. So start there. I'm going to go through it real quick. This is the schedule. TikTok, one post per day. Instagram, one feed post per day. Right now it's Reels. Instagram stories, 6 stories per day. And at the end of this, I'll go through exactly why you need to do each one of these things. Facebook. Now, Facebook used to be a place where you would run ads as a local business and you would spend a lot of time posting and in groups. But right now, Facebook is not moving the needle a lot. There is not a lot of younger generation of folks going to Facebook to get entertained. So I would say cross-post your Instagram posts, the photos that you do there, to Facebook. But Facebook should be posted on 5 times per week. And then a weekly newsletter. The email marketing is a great way to get in front of new customers, and we'll do a whole video about email marketing and how you can really grow your email marketing strategy. But one weekly email newsletter. Do this every single week, as well as spend 15 minutes per day. So this the content is the easy part, right? Coming up with the content, scheduling it out. The posting schedule is not overwhelming. You can be easily do it within 10 or 15 minutes a day. But now what you have to do is spend 10 or 15 minutes on TikTok and spend 10 or 15 minutes on Instagram, engaging and commenting on other people's posts. That's how you're going to get exposure. DM people who have reached out to you. We have a whole Instagram course of exactly how to do all of this and a TikTok 30-day challenge that you can find in the description below. But you can find people who are in your area by going through and searching on Instagram and TikTok, because TikTok is a location-based app, and comment on other people's accounts. This is how a lot of people find followers. If you look on the most viral TikTok videos, some of the most viral TikTok videos have comments that have thousands of likes. So if you can go in and find a video that's about to blow up or has blown up, and you can go in there and leave a funny or engaging comment, you'll get noticed by the people in the comments. Now, TikTok comments can be a little strange and sketchy, but they can also be a great way to get exposure. So spend 15 minutes each day within the TikTok app and within the Instagram app communicating and building that community. Now, I know that's very generic, basic information about building community, and everybody says that, but it's really true. Find accounts you want to engage with and just go comment on them. Just find accounts on TikTok that you like to follow, whether they be in your area or not. And if you do this for 6 months, I can almost guarantee you that your account will grow over time. Now, don't come back to me in 3 weeks and say, Bruce, I've been doing this strategy for 3 weeks. It's not working. You have to do it for 6 months. It's a long game. If you really want to leverage these social media platforms for your business, you need to stick to the strategy. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. And I'm really not trying to sell you anything. We have courses and mastermind groups, but I don't care if you buy them or not. I really want you to stick to this because I believe in it. And we've seen hundreds of people follow this strategy and it works for them. But out of those hundreds of people who have followed the strategy and it's worked for them, many, maybe thousands, have tried it and dropped off, and then they say it don't work. But it's simply because it's the consistency over time that helps you get through this. So I'm going to go through it one more time. If you want content ideas, again, go in the link below. If you're listening to this on the podcast, go to smartpizzamarketing.com/content ideas or thebruceirving.com/content ideas. And if you're watching this on YouTube, all those links will be below for you to make it super easy. So here is your weekly content strategy as a business. One Instagram feed. Now the feed is where you put the reels, the videos, which are all together now in the photos. One of those posts per day, preferably in the morning time. That's when we see it work the best. Six Instagram stories. Now don't bombard them all at once. Spread them out over the course of the day. And you can go in there and do your stories all at once, and then every couple hours, post it. So you're not having to think about it every 2 hours. You can gather all the information you want and all the content you want, and then go back in there at the appropriate time and post it. One TikTok video per day. If you can do two, great. But one at least, and I guarantee you'll see growth on TikTok. Facebook, 5 posts per week. And again, if you're posting videos to Instagram, go ahead and just cross-post those to Facebook because it doesn't matter all that much. You don't want to cross-post those hashtags though, so you may want to go in there and edit those out, or on Instagram, put your hashtags in the first comment. And then one weekly newsletter. The goal of social media is to drive people to your website, to capture emails, to give stuff away, especially if you're a restaurant or a pizzeria. Capture people's emails so you can communicate with them on those later. And if social media changes, at least you have people's email. So get in the habit of creating one weekly newsletter. It's going to be hard. We're going to do a whole video about weekly newsletters in the future. It's going to be hard for you to think of content that you can do every single week, but it could be as simple as a coupon code just to get you in the habit of every single week posting a newsletter to the people who have signed up. And then spend 15 minutes a day on TikTok and 15 minutes a day on Instagram, going in there, consuming content, learning, trying to figure out what trends are happening, what songs are becoming popular, and then also commenting and engaging with your audience. Thank you, DMs. Commenting on other posts, trying to come up with clever or entertaining or funny, witty comments for other people's videos that could help them go viral, and then in turn can get you exposure. And do this for a solid 6 months. And I want to see your results. If you're just watching this video now, comment below. I'll follow. We can work the journey together. And then we'll see where you're at in 6 months and see if you were consistent with it. And I can check if it worked for you. But I guarantee you, if you are consistent with it, you will see growth and you will see business from social media if you stick with it. But you got to stick with it. All right, let me know what you think in the comments below. See you next time.